It is a scene that epitomizes good sportsmanship. The soccer game is over. The two teams form into lines. They pass each other, and they exchange high fives. It is a scene that, for now, has been banned from girls' high school soccer in San Francisco. Evidently, the high fives haven't all been given in the right spirit. Donald Collins is the high school athletic commissioner for the San Francisco School District. Mr. Collins, what's been going on that led you to this ban of the high fives at the end of the girls' soccer games?
Well, Mr. Siegel, regrettably, we've had some incidents in the first 2 weeks of our girls' soccer season occurring in the post-game handshake. The incidents have ranged from profane verbal abuse to non-profane verbal abuse. We also have had the occasional incident of a slap or a hit or a push.
You mean a girl reached out her hand as if she were giving a high five and actually slapped another girl instead?
Yes, that has occurred. There have been great disputes as to who did what and who said what. Generally, these incidents have not been witnessed because the officials are packing up to leave, as are the coaches, who are either packing up to leave or in the handshake line.
How many girls' soccer games were there, have been played so far, and
well,
how many incidents have there been?
16 to 17 games would have been played.
Mm-hmm.
Four of them have had post-game incidents, and we saw it as a sportsmanship problem that was a pattern that was repeating. Ergo, we decided that we would temporarily ban the post-game handshakes and have our coaches come together at the end of the season and work on techniques to make sure that we see a massive reduction.
Hmm. But isn't this something that coaches ought to be able to require of their players and explain at the end of the game, no matter what's happened, no matter how ugly it was out there, or no matter who did what, at the end of the game you go out there and you shake hands with the other team?
I think that ultimately that's what all the coaches will get together and do. However, in the absence of the ability to have all of the coaches together until the end of the season, and in light of the fact that there have been numerous incidents occurring even after the first one or two, of which everyone was aware, it might be wise, for the betterment of the students and the protection of the students, to temporarily put a cessation to this, and then at the end of the year, develop techniques so that people, when they shake hands, are not just shaking it because it's a meaningless ritual, which they're told to do by a coach, but because they sense some greater value in shaking hands.
But even if most of the coaches and players said it's a meaningless ritual, isn't there still some obligation on the part of the school system and the school district to say, no, you can't walk off the field assuming you're never going to exchange any civil conversation with the kids you've been playing against today. Something must be done at the end to show it's only a game.
Our message that we wish to deliver is that people should comport themselves in a sportsmanlike manner. My guess is they're all going to want to have post-game handshakes. So, yes, we stress sportsmanship. Yes, we find it important. No, we don't view this as a retreat. We view it as simply a part of the educational experience. There are times when you simply cessate something temporarily, get people together, have a dialogue, develop a procedure, instill values, and then resume the pattern of behavior without the incidents that were negative.
Mr. Collins, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Donald Collins, who is the high school athletic commissioner for the San Francisco School District, on his decision to ban for now the post-game handshake after girls' high school soccer games.